From the WLRN Newsroom, I'm Catalina Garcia. In normal times, our biggest emergency is a hurricane. For South Florida, that's the definition of our disaster preparation. Now the COVID-19 coronavirus is redefining what an emergency means and interrupting life in ways many of us could not imagine a few weeks ago. With two kids at colleges where campuses are shutting down and a doomed spring break trip, WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich can feel your pain.
Thanks for choosing American Airlines.
So with the news about COVID-19 swiftly changing, I decided to cancel a Yosemite vacation my family had been planning for a year. Seems like a wise move. Travel seems increasingly dicey. But I wanted to be sure the airline wouldn't charge me extra fees like they promised online.
Welcome back, Jennifer.
And there's another small matter, getting two college kids home after their school shut down dorms and asked them to leave campus.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, honey. Sorry I missed your call.
COVID-19 means simple things like lowering your seat tray table can seem risky. I'm recording this in a closet at home because we've been told not to come into the office. It also means big things, like a freshman year in college suddenly gets cut short. Instead of studying for midterms, my kids are scrambling to pack up their rooms and find flights amid a fast-changing travel landscape.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and book the ticket.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has warned that crowded settings, like airplanes, increase the risk of exposure. Last week, JetBlue banned a passenger for life when he flew into West Palm Beach without disclosing that he'd been tested for the virus. He found out mid-air he was positive. Now, domestic travel restrictions are a possibility. Over the weekend, Governor Ron DeSantis said there should be limits.
But first, you know, make sure you have the mask.
My friend Lola Bella Flores Rivera sent her son a two-screen text message with a list of things she wanted him to do as he traveled.
I want you to with the gloves.
Lola also takes medicine that weakens her immune system.
I want to be preventive.
So while some things on her list might sound extreme, are they really?
You're seeing like a little movie of how your son's going to get there, everything that has to go through to make it home safe.
The CDC has warned that for people who travel, you may need to take time off work to quarantine yourself. Presumably, that means homebound college students, too, who would have to separate themselves from their families. And all these warnings have increased passenger worry.
This is a new, unique situation. This has never happened before.
Manny Lubian has been a travel agent in Miami since 1975.
So I have been through Andrew, the Gulf War, the Second Gulf War, 9/11, and we have survived all of them. And now we have a new challenge.
He says the first question his clients have been asking is how safe is travel, and he just doesn't know.
Things are changing every day. Hurricanes, we go, we get the wet by the stuff, the hurricane goes, damage or no damage, you fix it, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, we're back to normal. Now this is, you don't know.
It's hard to know what travel will look like in the future.
I'm going to do it one way, right?
Yes.
Yes. So my peak dissection lab got canceled.
Oh.
Foiled again, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry, honey.
It's not
quite the freshman year of college you envisioned.
That sent me a New Yorker essay about the coronavirus and the ruptured narrative of campus life.
She's talking about an essay by poet Dan Chasen. Chasen teaches at Wellesley and says he arranges his spring semester like a story, with the poems telling the story of the world emerging from winter's darkness. Chasen writes, the coronavirus has taken the narrative shape away from both students and professors. Now, he says, it's not just campuses, but communities that no longer have the normal access of work and school or spring break and graduation. You know, this was a moment when our kids were supposed to be out in the world on their own for the first time. And now they have to come back home again. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.